Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's the word, y'all? What's going on, AEW fans? How you doing? Welcome back to another brand new episode of the Wrestling Takeover Podcast. I am your host, Jordan Turner. This is Saturday, April 27th, 2024. Today, AEW conversation, the state of AEW, my opinions on AEW. All I have in front of me right now is an opinion piece relation to Tony Khan. I could have played the audio, but the audio was too long. I ain't got the time for that. As you guys know, my content, my podcast, my show is only talking WWE and AEW. A lot of people have reached out to me and said, where's the AEW content? You don't really cover AEW as much. What's going on? All it looks like you cover is WWE. Well, this little video, this discussion should put that to bed. I'm going to be talking about everything AEW. The division, the state of AEW. Because I do watch the show. I'm kind of tired of repeating it. Just because I don't cover it doesn't mean I don't watch. I do watch AEW Dynamite. I know what's going on. And even if I don't watch it, I'm on social media constantly. So I'm able to gather information, see what's going on, the high things, the low points of the shows, and everything like that, right? So I'm knowing exactly what's going on. And then after this episode airs, you probably all are going to think, he actually does watch AEW. Again, I do watch. I know exactly what's going on. And you'll know at the end of this episode. But I did see what happened with Tony Khan, the power driver. He got taken out. And he got taken out by the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada. Before we get into the overall state of AEW, I want to take a couple minutes and kind of talk to Tony Khan directly. Tony, what are we doing? What are we doing? When you started AEW, you were for the fans and you cared about the fans' opinion. As of late, people change. People's perspectives change. People's mental. And just people changing in general, right? That's okay. Hopefully it's more good than bad. Tony Khan has changed from the bad. I remember he said that he will never be on TV. He does never want to play a character. Well, bro, you just got taken out this past Wednesday on Dynamite. A Meltzer driver. Young Bucks, Kazuchika Okada, Jack Perry, which I will get to, they took you out. So clearly you're going to have a presence on TV, right? Okay. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I can say anything I want. It's my show. You can say anything you want. You have your own opinion. What Tony Khan did on Wednesday night was desperation. What Tony Khan did last night was a call for, please watch my show. Please tune in. I don't care what any other content creator, any fan, I don't care. Oh, the ratings don't matter. Let me tell you something. They do matter. They do matter. And you know what? The ratings from AEW keep truckling down and down and down. And you've seen what happened last night. Or not last night, but on Wednesday, excuse me. That was a desperation move by Tony Khan like I ever seen before. Tony Khan. Let's read this. Tony Khan calls WWE the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. Quote, "We are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. We're up against an evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That is who we're facing. AEW is like Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. I'm really proud of what we do down here." This was on the NFL Network as he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars during the NFL draft, excuse me. And he was giving his opinion on there. Now, speaking of the draft, you know, my Indianapolis Colts are doing real well right now. You feel me? So that's pretty cool. But outside of that, I want to read some of these comments. Just real quick. Just some of the comments. Someone said, "Tony Khan, man, focus on your own product, please." Someone else said, "Tony is wrong twice. He embellishes Chris Jericho and AEW is more like great value Coca-Cola, not Pepsi. That dude is a sad human being. Quote, evil juggernaut. AEW needs a public spokesman and TK should not ever make public statements or appear on TV. He is not doing the company any favors. This guy is quality entertainment. He just can't help himself. I just love it." Yeah, a lot of these comments are making fun of Tony Khan. Okay, here's where I come in. Tony, you are the root of the problem. You're the root of the issue. You are making your company look inferior. You're making your company look like a joke. You're always going on these public announcements and appearances or public appearances, making these public announcements. Half of the time, these public announcements aren't even big announcements. These type of announcements that you typically do on TV, they should be tweeted out on Twitter and that's it, and keep it pushing. I'm going to go in, man. Listen. Viewer discretion is advised. I love AEW. I love what AEW, well, in the beginning they represented. They started to go kind of backwards. And Tony Khan, you do great things, and then you go 10 steps backwards with the type of bullshit that you put out on social media. What are you doing? Also, stop talking about the WWE. Rather, anybody in the community that is a fan of AEW, I love AEW. I have a beanie, I have a hat, and I have a t-shirt of AEW. So clearly, I love AEW. I talk about AEW all the time on social media. If I'm not doing it on my podcast, I'm doing it on social media. I talk about AEW. I want AEW to succeed desperately. And to be honest, and the truth is, AEW is needed in professional wrestling. They need to stay afloat. They need to stay alive. But the type of stuff that Tony Khan says, it makes the company look inferior. It makes the company look terrible. Tell me when I'm telling lies and you can't. You can't. You know I'm telling the truth. AEW, man. You know, Kevin Nash was on his show, and I believe he said the words, quote, AEW is tough to watch. Why is that? Why are a lot of people in and around the community saying stuff like that? I love AEW. I love what AEW used to represent, but you got your boss. This dude is coming out looking like a fucking idiot. Dead ass idiot. Okay? He sold that Meltzer driver terrible. It was a terrible sell. It is what it is. Is this the storyline that you believe Tony Khan is going to get the company over? This storyline better be one of the greatest storylines you've ever booked. You need, and I've been saying this for the longest time, you need a bloodline type of story. Again, I love doing these type of calm, cool, collected type of conversations, but I do get in my feelings sometimes and I just start talking crazy. But then again, I'm not talking crazy because everything I'm saying is true. Everything I'm saying is true. I bring good points and valid points to the table. I don't say things just to say things. So I want to get that out the way right now. Everything that I'm saying, I genuinely mean it. I want AEW to thrive. I love AEW, but there are so much glaring problems that AEW is having right now. Let's keep it real. Let's stop this bullshit and say how AEW is this and that, man. No. They're hot boo-boo ass right now, bro. They're not that good. Let's be honest. So, Tony Khan, this storyline that you're in right now, this better be the greatest storyline that you've ever created. Oh, wait, none of the good storylines or none of the storylines you've really been doing, they're not really storylines. The devil storyline, right? The devil storyline. It was great in execution, but the ending was fucking awful. The ending was terrible. That storyline was dog shit. You don't know how to book storylines, bro. It's all good. It's all good. If you don't know how to book storylines, go hire writers. Hello. Go hire people that are good at writing compelling storylines. Dead ass, bro. This mindset, this mentality of we got to put out 5-star classics. Yo, screw that, yo. Screw that. It's about character development. It's about engaging and compelling storylines that is going to leave your audience wanting more and coming back for more. You seem to have a problem doing that. Can you not create any storylines? You have an amazing roster, but your problem is storylines. Enough with just putting matches together for just putting matches together. There's no blueprint. What's the blueprint? Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, the Jack Perry shit. Motherfucker. Tony. Stop talking about CM Punk. Stop talking about CM Punk, please. You're not coming out looking good there, okay? This Jack Perry shit. I don't give a fuck about Jack Perry Jungle Boy. I don't give a fuck, okay? But I like where this is going. I love where this is going. Jack Perry is the biggest heel in the company. I love that you brought him back. You executed it to perfection. You did. You did an amazing job. But are you going to continue to give us compelling stories? Look at the bloodline. It's still going, moving strong. Even with Rock being gone, even with Roman being gone, that storyline is still killing it. It is still holding the WWE down. You need a storyline like that. Let's hope this storyline with the Young Bucks and Okada attacking you is that type of storyline. Kenny Omega is going to come to the rescue. Great. Kenny Omega might get his team to go against the Machine and the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada being the NWO version of AEW. Okay, great. And then you got the Hero Yeah, Kenny Omega, having him and himself and his team trying to fight against the big bad people that run AEW. Okay. We've seen that already, though. And that's okay, though. That's okay. If that's what you want to do, that's cool. But you better know what you're doing with it. You better know what you're doing. We don't even know if Kenny Omega's ready to come back, man. We have no idea. It's just all pure speculation. Just all pure speculation. We don't know. He might not be fully ready to come back. He might be ready to come back. I don't know. Is this going to build towards Okada versus Kenny Omega? I hope so. It's what it seems like. We'll see what happens with it. Now, stop talking about WWE. Please, just talk about AEW and give us compelling and engaging characters and storylines. Please. Please. Also, who won the World Heavyweight Championship at Dynasty? Was it Will Ospreay? Nah, Will Ospreay didn't win the world title. Sure seems like everyone wants Will Ospreay to win the title. Who's your champion? Swerve Strickland, right? That's your world champ. You, Tony Khan, were in the main event. But Swerve wasn't. Swerve's your world champion. He should be high priority. Now, I will say this, and I'll give you credit. He's going to open Collision. Okay, that's great. That's great. He's going to open Collision as the world champion. He should have done that on AEW Dynamite. He should have done that on AEW Dynamite. He should have been the main focus, main priority, because he's the world champion. I'm hearing people in and around the IWC. Oh, Swerve Strickland's going to be a transitional champion because that championship, he's immediately going to Will Ospreay. Let me tell you something. I know that Will Ospreay is already going to be the world champion. We know that. And to be honest with you, he needs to be the face of AEW, period. He needs to be the face of All Elite Wrestling. So that's what needs to happen there. Now, when it comes to, oh boy, when it comes to everything else with AEW, the promo between Willow Nightingale and Mercedes Moné was great. It was great. Those two ladies are going to kill it at Double or Nothing, and I cannot wait. It's going to be an amazing match. Who's the TBS champ? Willow Nightingale? It's funny because I actually wanted Willow Nightingale to win the title, and she did. I'm happy for her. I'm a big fan of Willow Nightingale. Very talented, very beautiful woman. Tony, you have booked Mercedes Moné like dog shit. Dog shit. I thought you have a ranking system, right? You have a ranking system and it's top priority and you get to, you know, climb up the ladder and go down and it builds storylines, right? So Mercedes come in and she's already the number one contender without even being in the rankings. She's not even in the rankings and she's the number one contender. My nigga, what the fuck is that? That's stupid. That's stupid. That makes no sense. You better pray to God that Mercedes Moné beats Willow Nightingale at Double or Nothing, you better pray to God that she brings prestige to that title. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just thought that Mercedes would have a bigger impact. And let's be real. I'm the most realest fucking podcaster in the fucking community. Let's be real. As much as I love Mercedes Moné, that's my girl, bro. That's my girl. She ain't done jack shit in AEW. In AEW, she hasn't done shit. She should be wrestling. People want to see her wrestle. And she's not wrestling until Double or Nothing. Come on, man. She ain't that special. What are we doing? That's crazy to me that she has not wrestled. That's insane. But it is what it is, man. Whatever. Another woman I want to talk about. Didn't Athena sign with AEW? Didn't Athena sign with AEW? Why is she on Ring of Honor? Yes, she's the women's world champion. Yes, they want to gloat that she's the longest reigning. She's had the title for 700 and something days. Nobody gives a fuck that she's had that title for that long. They want to see her on AEW Dynamite. Do you, Tony Khan, have something against Athena? What's the problem? ROH, let me tell you something, man. ROH hasn't done jack shit for you. It has done nothing for you. It's a developmental brand. That's what you need to have ROH be as. A developmental brand. Slash whatever you want to do with it. All I want is for you to get Athena off of Ring of Honor and put her where she belongs, which is AEW Dynamite and AEW Collision challenging for AEW Gold. Another thing with AEW. Okay. Tony Khan. I love Jay White. I think Jay White's amazing. He is absolutely one of the pillars for AEW. He's done an amazing job. I love that he's with Colton Gunn and the other Gunn. You know, the Gunns are great, right? We love them. They're very talented. I'm trying to see the Switchblade as a singles competitor. He wants to build. It seems to me like Jay White is trying to be Roman Reigns and Jay White wants to build up. He wants to build up the Guns as potential singles competitors in one of the most dominant tag teams in AEW. All right, that's great. But when is it time for Jay White to eat at the table? Well, we got to be patient. We got to trust the process. Man, it's been long enough. People want to see Jay White in the main event scene. People want to see Jay White become the TNT champion. People want to see Jay White become AEW Continental champion, even though that championship is fucking garbage. Nobody gives a fuck about that title, okay? We just want to see Jay White in the main event scene. That's all we want. So let's get that going. Talk about another championship that nobody cares about. I'm rolling right now, guys. I'm rolling. Talk about a championship that nobody cares about. Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's a GOAT, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck. I don't give one single fuck about anything that Chris Jericho's doing on AEW TV. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. People can have their opinion and that's cool, but I have every right to say how I feel. And by the way, that's a blimp on the radar on what the fans actually think of Chris Jericho. Did you not hear the chants of go away, please retire? Did you not hear that? Chris Jericho, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? You're one of the greatest when it comes to reinventing yourself. I understand that. I'm a big fan of your work, man. You are a GOAT. No question. That ain't up for debate. But what's up for debate is you're fucking running AEW. It's been dog shit for a long time now. You don't seem valuable. You're just in pointless stories that nobody wants you to be a part of. The feud with Hook. What the fuck did that accomplish? That was boring as shit. That story did absolutely nothing. It did nothing. Simple. You're just in shit just to be in stuff. The fuck is that about? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, bro. You need to be in stuff that are important. Not no fucking mid-card bullshit. And by the way, Hook is leaving. I guarantee you Hook is going to go to WWE. Guarantee you. Ricky Starks, he's going to leave and go to WWE as well. I guarantee. All right, but Chris Jericho. You're just there. You're just there. That's terrible. Maybe AEW is passing you by, man. You maybe need to go back to WWE. AEW, I feel like, is passing you by, bro. So, it's just, I look at AEW and they do some great things. And then they go backwards. I don't get it. AEW is not must-see. Let's stop the bullshit. AEW is not must-see television, okay? They're not. Okada hasn't made a dent. Will Ospreay has made a dent, but mostly in the ring and shit. Made an impact from that standpoint, but made a dent in the ratings. Okada, nope. Ospreay, nope. Mercedes, nope. And then Tony Khan's going out saying he's going to sign more people. How many more people are you going to sign, man? How many more people you got to sign? Focus on the people that you have on your roster first, please. Please. Focus on the people you have on your roster. You have an amazing roster. Book storylines. Book character development. Characters. It just seems like you don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do that. I don't understand. How do you not know how to do that? Let's be real. They do know how to create characters because the best thing on AEW is Toni Storm. Fact. The best thing on AEW by far is Toni Storm. Toni Storm has been doing amazing work. Now, speaking of signing, they did sign the Grizzled Young Veterans. Okay? I love the Grizzled Young Veterans, but what is that going to do? The tag team division is trash. Tag team division is trash. I don't understand what they're doing. Let's see. Adam Copeland. Edge, what have you done in AEW? What have you done in AEW that's been important? The feud with Christian? Okay. That was amazing. Are you trying to, you know, win the world title? You won the TNT title. That's great. You got your feud with Christian. Speaking of Christian, I do miss him. He is one of the high points in AEW. I miss MJF as well. But I feel like Adam Copeland, I'm going to be honest, he hasn't done shit that is exciting to me outside of the Christian feud. He has not done anything memorable outside of Christian and their feud. That's just my opinion. We got Adam Cole's back. Bay. I love it. I love that Adam Cole's back. He's healthy. Let's get it going. MJF, come back. Kenny Omega, come back. Britt Baker, come back. I feel like once they get all their heavy hitters back, man, I think AEW can hit a great stride, but they really need to get creative with storylines and character development. All of the five-star matches and all this other shit, that's not doing nothing no more, man. That ran out. That ran out. We need storylines. That's why WWE is beating your ass. You gotta get storylines, AEW, please. Quite frankly, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but come on, man, this ain't hard. It's not hard to create a storyline. It's not hard to create a character. It's not. It's common sense. Come on. You're on the creative team, you need to be creative. these storylines should be coming up in your head real quickly. Simple. Long-term storylines, maybe that's a little, you know, like I said, long-term, but I genuinely love AEW. I know that AEW is needed in pro wrestling, but Tony Khan is making AEW seem like a joke. Tony Khan, you're to blame. You're to blame by the downfall of AEW and the popularity of AEW. And also the tribalism has ruined AEW as well. Tribalism and Tony Khan has ruined the perception and the love and admiration that we've all had for AEW. Fans are falling out of love for AEW now. You need to get them back. I still love AEW. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't watch it as much anymore. I do keep up with it. But again, the reason why I don't really watch it that much anymore because I'm busy. But I'm a WWE guy for sure. No question. Just like 99% of the people are. But I'm an AEW guy too. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I'm an AEW guy. I keep up with AEW. I know what's going on with AEW. So don't do that. Don't do that. Again, the best thing on AEW right now, in my opinion, is Toni Storm. Everything she touches turns to gold. It's been an amazing ride. And I genuinely hope she has a longer reign with that title. I don't want nobody to take the title off of Toni Storm. Speaking of women, Jamie Hayter is still injured as well, too. So Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, MJF, Kenny Omega, Adam Cole's back. It's going to be amazing when they all get back. But I'm just tired of this talk and the same shit with AEW. It just seems like they don't want to listen. They want to attack the audience. They want to attack the fans on social media for having an opinion and for being critical of the product. I would rather a fan base be critical of the product and bring great ideas that maybe we can utilize to help and benefit our product. But no, that's not how the wrestling business works. Everybody in the wrestling business thinks their ideas are amazing, that everybody else's ideas are terrible, and they think that they run the joint. Well, they do run the joint, but they think that every idea that they come up with is fantastic, and they think all fans are going to love it. It's not the case at all, man. That's not the case. You need to ride the fans' wave, man. You got to ride the fans' wave. You've been supporting AEW for so many long, or for so many years now, and I feel like that Tony Khan segment, though it was great, it was fun, it was entertaining, and it was shocking. It was a desperation because the audience is now seeing what AEW is doing, and they're not liking what they're seeing. So, and again, Triple H is in charge of WWE, so you're behind the A ball there, buddy. You can scream, cry, whatever about WWE, but WWE is WWE. They're miles ahead of you. You will forever. And this is what I want Tony Khan to understand. You will forever be number two. So sit down, accept the second place, and try to make your product better and more unique to what we see with the WWE. I love AEW. I think AEW is great. But they have a lot of problems. They have a lot of problems that they really need to sort out, man. They really need to sort it out. Character development, long-term storytelling, long-term storylines, injuries, right? That's a given. You can't really do nothing with injuries. The way you utilize certain stars, it's crazy. Like, where's Keith Lee? Where's Keith Lee? You know what I mean? Like, this type of stuff, I don't understand. Since Swerve is the world champion, let's get a feud with him and Keith Lee. That makes sense, right? I doubt we're even going to get that. I mean, how long is Swerve going to be champion for? Because I know this. Will Ospreay is winning that world championship. Is Tony Khan going to really have Swerve Strickland be a transitional champion? Is he only going to hold it for 2 to 3 months and that's it? And that's fine. But as long as the 2 to 3 month range is an impactful storyline, or not storyline, but an impactful run with compelling storylines, then I'm not going to complain about the 2-3 month reign that Swerve Strickland had. But if the 2 to 3 month reign is there's nothing there, he's just wrestling matches, no storyline progression, no storyline development, and then you just give it to Will Ospreay, I'm going to have a problem with that. Tony Khan, you need to get your priorities straight, man, because you're losing the audience, you're losing your fan base, you're losing a great perception that fans had of your product. They're continuously making fun of you. You need to do better, because your product right now, out of 10, nigga, shit. Out of 10, from 10 being the best and 0 being the worst, bro, your number is at a fucking 4 for me. A 4. Get it together. I want that shit at a 10. Because the pro wrestling business needs AEW. But Tony Khan's getting in his own way. I've seen this many times in the last couple days within the community. That Tony Khan's becoming Vince McMahon. I didn't want to believe it at first, but you know what? It damn sure looks like it. Tony Khan, you're losing fans. And you need to get them back before you really lose a big fan in me. I love AEW. I want AEW to succeed desperately. But your shows are whack, bro. Your shows are whack. Outside of a segment, outside of a match here or two, your shows are just not that compelling to me. So you really need to fix it and fix it fast. Because I'm eating at Stamford, Connecticut. I'm eating. And I'm eating real good. You want to know the reason why I'm able to consistently talk about WWE and making audio conversations more consistently about the WWE? Because the WWE has more to talk about. Let's keep it real. WWE has more exciting things to talk about. AEW? Nah. Not really. I'll continuously do state of AEW and my opinions on AEW, but they might not come far in between because the product right now, I'm not rocking with it. I'm not rocking with it. I'll end it with this. One of a good friend of mine said, he's done watching AEW. He lost faith in AEW. And he's done watching it until they get their act together. And you know who he blames for that? Tony Khan. So, it is what it is, man. Tony Khan, you got to do right. You got to do right because right now, it just feels like you're losing more and more people. And it honestly seems like you don't even care. Get it together, man, because your product is going down. Look at the numbers. Numbers tell all. People are losing interest in All Elite Wrestling. That's sad. Let me know what you guys think down below in the comments on YouTube. Subscribe to the official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Subscribe, follow, share on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Rate the podcast officially on Spotify and Apple Podcast. 5 stars. I appreciate y'all tapping in with me once again, Jordan Turner, host of the Wrestling Tech Podcast. And I'll see you guys next time on the podcast.